Early on a winter morning in Plano, Jude Kobler is sitting at the round kitchen table with his parents. He's eating ham, toast, and scrambled eggs before school.
What time is your basketball practice tonight?
It's probably like 7.
He seems like your average 10-year-old. But after leukemia, Jude is different. For one thing, he has different fears. He's afraid of getting sick.
When I got out, I thought there was like, there's no, like, no more. That's it. But I realized that you can have it again. And I'm like trying my hardest to stay healthy.
Yes, he plays sports and eats some vegetables. He also has little tricks to keep away from germs.
If there's Germex in the room and someone's coughing, I'll just walk right up to it and grab it and just start washing my hands. And then if there's someone coughing next to me, I slide to the left a little. I'm really cautious at school.
And after school, if someone starts coughing at a friend's house, he'll head home.
There is something about having cancer that is ever present in your mind. So there's this hypervigilance, this control to make sure that you're doing everything to take care of yourself.
Shannon Popito is a clinical psychologist who works with childhood cancer survivors at Baylor. She says the fear of cancer creeping back is common, and time doesn't always wash it away. Cindy Sakirki of Mansfield is 58. She had Hodgkin's lymphoma as a teenager.
One of my oncologists later told me that all cancer survivors are paranoid. And I scoffed at that idea, and then I realized that there was some truth in that. Because after dealing with something like the Hodgkin's, any little lump or bump suddenly took on a magnitude that it didn't have before.
That's what happened to Kyle Freeland of Tyler. He was diagnosed at age 10 with the same type of leukemia as Jude.
People don't realize that once you're done with cancer, it's not like you get to say goodbye and walk away. It's with you for the rest of your life.
Freeland returned to school full-time in 7th grade.
But 8th grade year, I started having major anxiety attacks and just issues focusing in school and taking tests. And it got so bad to the point where my mom actually had to pull me out and I started homeschooling again.
Now, this isn't to say all kids who have cancer will end up with learning problems or anxiety. But it is true that childhood cancer survivors are more likely to get cancer again later in life. Kyle Freeland, who's 21 now, is being treated for testicular cancer. And 58-year-old Cindy Sakirki had breast cancer decades after Hodgkin's.
When you get it the second time around and so much time has elapsed in between, I think my take was, I've beaten this before, I've got this one, I can take care of this one.
That strength, that's another way cancer changes people. Shannon Popito calls it post-traumatic growth.
They have learned a sense of resiliency, a sense of overcoming. Their sense of identity becomes stronger. So if you're going to look at the post-traumatic growth and the power behind cancer as opposed to the negativities of cancer, this is what can come out of cancer.
After facing down death 5 years ago at Children's Medical Center of Dallas, Jude Kobler has also become more empathetic. Remember how this 10-year-old is afraid of getting sick? Well, he's just as worried about getting other kids sick. If he has a cough, he'll strap on a scratchy paper face mask, even when it cramps his style. Here's his parents, Keith and Boots.
Well, Jude was just wearing masks for the last 3 days. Yeah. He even asked, actually, was it last night, if he should wear a mask at school?
Yeah, and I told him that was, no, he didn't need to. It was fine.
Yeah, sometimes Jude's overly cautious. His ambition, though, is clear. Like many kids who recover from cancer, Jude wants to help others stay healthy by one day being a doctor.
I want to be a pediatric oncologist and hopefully work at Children's.
Do you feel like you are different than the other kids your age?
I feel a little bit different. I always remember now and then I wasn't that ordinary, but I kind of want to live an ordinary life now and not be so different.
A normal kid doing something pretty remarkable, growing up after cancer.
Jude, do you have your backpack?
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Are you ready? Come on.